99.9 Radio USA, Danielle Bradbury with the Heart of Dixie. It's 6:53, 20 degrees, and great music on the way from Eric Paisley. His song Friday Night is coming up here on Monday morning. And we have weird news for you, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. How much do you love beer? Well, probably not as much as this guy. A Georgia man ran back into his burning house to rescue a few cans of beer that had been left behind. Walter Serpent and his family were in the living room of their Columbus, Georgia home when smoke began to pour in. Well, everybody made it out safely, but Walter, using his cane, went back for what really mattered to him, his beer. This is a quote from Walter. "I told them to get the kids out and everything, and me myself, being an alcoholic, I was trying to get my beer out." He said, "You feel me?" Well, he was able to save several cans of beer and avoid getting burned himself. He says, "I went back into the house like a dummy and the door shut on me because the backdraft," he said, that was about to kill me. "A fire safety lesson, firefighters strongly suggest you not go back in to a burning building for any beverage, including beer." A hunter in Norway was aiming at a moose, but his shot landed in the belly of a 70-year-old man who was sitting on the toilet in his cabin. Apparently, the bullet missed the animal, went through the wall of the cabin, and struck the man in the stomach while he was on the throne. The victim was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Oslo, Norway, where he was listed in serious condition. The hunter was taken in for questioning, but the shooting appears to be just accidental, and police say it's too soon to know whether he's going to face any charges. The moose, by the way, escaped unharmed. And finally, Maine police didn't need any help from Batman to make this arrest. A man coming back from a Halloween party dressed as the Joker was busted for DUI after he crashed his car into some trees. According to Pittsfield police, 64-year-old Dennis LaLime lost control of his car at about 2 a.m., hitting multiple trees and rocks before coming to a stop. Luckily, he wasn't injured. A homeowner heard the crash and called police. They arrested the Joker for driving under the influence. And I don't have it to post, but you got to see this guy's mugshot. He looks like the Joker. That's your weird news this morning.
Prices are falling.
Save on the new 2013.